18. Record of an interview conducted by Remembrancer Oliton.
But he chose me. Such an honour. I deserved it. He chose me because of our special affinity, those 30 perfect years, and my accomplishments speak for themselves. More than that, my lady, I think he chose me because I have... How can I put it? I have a common touch. I am all things to all men. Sanguinius is a far more noble being, but his ethereal quality, the very essence of what he is and why he is so adored, it makes him unapproachable. His perfection was why he was not chosen. My imperfection made me a better candidate. I was relieved when I was named. I've never told anyone this. Relieved. It was the right thing to do. I cannot believe how immodestly I am speaking to you. There is something about you, Mercedes, that puts me at my ease and prompts me to speak quite openly and without filter. I was relieved, and, knowing who he might have chosen, I swore I would not fail him. Fathers and their sons, eh? There is always an order to these things, a complex web of blood and relationship that must be navigated. I know this very well, now I have sons of my own. We all have favourites, you see. Ezekiel? Oh, I really shouldn't say. You must decide for yourself. I'll tell you this, though. Ezekiel will do things I will never do. In his achievements, he will far outstrip me. I'm sure of it. But is he my favourite? Mademoiselle Oliton, it depends how you measure these things, how you navigate that family web. They are all my beloved sons. Ezekiel is the strongest, the most determined, the most like me. But Sejanus has a different quality of strength. If Ezekiel is my Lupercal, my first son, then Sejanus is my Gilliman. Sedere is my Dawn, Torgadon my Ferris. And then there's Loken, of course. You've met him, I believe? He is quite unlike me in so many ways. He is a favourite son. If anyone asks, I will deny it. I cannot be seen to show favour. But between you and me, he is my Sanguinius. As a father, I love and trust them all, for they are, as I am, loyal instruments with which the future may be shaped and civilization fashioned. All of them, even, excuse me, Remembrancer, even Malaghurst here, who knocks upon my chamber door, even though he knows full well I am occupied talking to you and should not be disturbed. What do you need, equerry? You can see I'm busy. Speak up, man.
You must come, Warmaster.
Indeed? Why must I, Malaghurst? I am in conversation with the Remembrancer here. Whatever it is, I am sure the first captain can...
You must come, Warmaster.
So insistent. That's not like you, Mal. Tell me, why must I do an...
It's long past time. Please.
I resent your tone, Malaghurst. You're being presumptuous in front of my guest. Where did she go? She was just here, in that chair. You must come, Warmaster. Cease your whining, Malaghurst. Where is the woman gone? Have you scared her away with your pleading? I implore you, my Warmaster, you must come.
Must I?
Must I, indeed? Forgive me, but you must. We have waited for so long. We need you. The war needs you.
War?
Zenobia is but a simple compliance that the first captain can handle in his damn sleep, Mal. I beg you, my lord.
The room is warm. There is an odour of meat, of shaved bone. You open your eyes, not aware they have been closed, and see broken light. A face. The echo of a voice.
Have you been asleep?
Perhaps. You have been tired. So very tired these last few days. More tired than you have ever been. But you must not show it. Not to any of them. Any of your sons. You are Lupercal. You are the War Master, as you were just telling the young woman. I was meditating, you say. A moment of inward contemplation to gather focus and clarity. How do we stand, Malachust? The face looks at you. There is humility there, respect, but also a trace of concern.
It's Argonis, my lord,
the face says.
Argonis.
You sit up. There is a sour taste in your mouth. A sour taste, like the sour smell in the room.
Of course, you say. Excuse me, my mind was elsewhere.
Please, my lord, it is no matter. I'm sorry I had to disturb you when you were resting.
You wave it aside with a never mind of your hand. You feel heavy.
Where is Malachust?
You ask. There is phlegm in your throat. Speaking seems unfamiliar. How deeply were you sleeping?
He is not here, War Master. I am Argonis, your equerry.
You nod.
I know that. You said so. And you were saying something about the war?
The face, the man, Argonis, hesitates. His armor looks black, which seems strange. He is Kynor Argonis, that's it. A good man, a good warrior, a good son. He's anxious about something. Speak, Kynor, you say. You force a more gentle tone. Sometimes you have to act the patient, paternal role when the junior ranks have to deal with you directly.
There has been discussion. Consultation,
Argonis begins tentatively.
It was decided that I should approach you. We need you. We have needed you long before now. We cannot wait any longer.
Who is we, equerry? Argonis does not answer. He turns his gaze towards the deck as you stand.
And tell me of the war, then, my son, you say.
You place your hand against the warrior's cheek and turn his head so he is obliged to meet your stare. Is that fear in his eyes? Why fear?
We are at a juncture,
Argonis replies with hesitation.
Certain elements are in play that must be balanced and judged, as only you can. We crave your instruction. We long for your command.
Show me.
A full tactical composite is displayed here, the best our instruments can assemble.
Interference? Distortion?
Well, of course, my lord.
You consider the vast hololight image. This is a full analysis of the Zenobia compliance.
Zenobia? No, my lord. Not Zenobia.
Then what am I looking at?
At Terra, my lord.
The name hangs for a long moment.
Of course. Of course it is, you say. You try to make it sound relaxed. You try to laugh, to make light of it, but you are quite devoid of laughter. You mustn't show weakness or infirmity, especially not to a junior rank like this man. They adore you. What is that taste at the back of your tongue? Is it blood? What's wrong with your mouth?
Let us see now, you say. Let us consider our choices. Equerry, tell Sejanus to attend me at once. I would have his counsel on this.
My lord?
And find that woman, that remembrancer. convey my apologies that I am detained, and tell her that I will speak with her again later. The walls breathe. The equerry hurries away. You do not bother to watch him go. The display holds your entire attention. This is where you are now, where you have been this whole time, where you were always going to be. Terra. Old Earth. The very beginning and the very end. You must clear your mind. You must focus. This is important. The most important thing of all. You wish you could remember why. And then you can. Suddenly. Memory flushes through your system like a sudden rupture of meltwater from a dying glacier. It sluices through your meat and bone, awakening every knot and ache and throb of pain. So much has changed. You have changed. You barely recognize yourself. The shadows in the breathing corners of the room, in the folds of warm darkness, are whispering. You realize you know the names of all the shadows, and they know yours. This is Terra. This is the end, and the approaching moment of death. This is the greatest task of your life, except for the one that will follow it when you have taken the reins of power. Only you can do that. Only you were made for it. No one else has the vision or the insight. For now, it is just a simple operation of compliance that has, sadly, required full illumination. This world is proving to be problematic, most unfortunate. There was a mistake born of misunderstanding. There are issues of trust and comprehension. This is not easy work, and you certainly regret what's happening at the moment. Deeply. But you are sanguine, as calm and capable as ever. There is only one way to resolve the path ahead. If you are to do what you have come here to do, you must be sure and swift, the way your father taught you. Sure and swift. Resolute in the face of a regrettable and disappointing turn of events. You tried to be reasonable. They didn't listen. You want that on the record. You must make sure the woman writes it down. She was just here.